All right, I'd like to welcome everyone out to our Thursday, January 31st, 2013, regular session of Commissioners Court. This morning, Commissioner Gentry will give our invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Father, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you by serving the people of our county. Go before us in our decision-making and let us reflect and represent your love and your grace and your knowledge in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 on the agenda is to consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the meeting held on January the 15th, 2013.
Move to approve the minutes of January 15th, 2013.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the minutes of January the 15th, 2013. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D are budget amendments, and we don't have any today. Item D won't require any action. Item E are the accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Okay, we have a lot of recording. Except for recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, orders of appointment of Upshur County auditor and assistant auditor, emergency services district board commissioner resignations of William M. Darby and Paul R. Fite, and an executed agreement to contribute right-of-way funds.
Move to record. I don't have to recite all that, do I?
No.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Burka to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item G are the applications for use of our Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Move to approve application right of way and permit request.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is to discuss and take action on requests from the Upshur County Community Fund to place the tally board on the courthouse lawn during the annual fund drive in March.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the request by the Upshur County Community Fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to approve expenditure from JP Technology Fund for repair of a printer in JP number one. This is a bill from AOS Laser Service for a JP one printer and in the amount of $299.
Is that in their budget?
It's in the JP Technology Fund budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's outside of Fund 10.
There's plenty of money in there. I don't know exactly, but there was.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the expenditure out of JP Technology for the repair of the printer in JP 1. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to accept for recording the plat for the City of Oar City.
Can I have the, what they're doing is just taking four lots and making them one big lot. And there's the tax certificate. And what do I need to, what goes in the record here and what do we keep?
We probably may have to sign those plats. Is there a place for us to sign? Is it not? It look like it.
I don't see a place on that one.
There's not. There's no place for us to sign.
Okay, so we should move to record it. Okay, move to record the plat for the City of Oar City.
And is there a second?
Second.
And before we vote, I got a phone call earlier in the week, and they said the question was, has the plat for Oar City never been filed? And I said, no, this is they're putting some lots together, and they're going to build a Family Dollar store over there. So that's the purpose of this, just so there's no confusion.
So it's kind of like amending the original.
Yeah. What? Yeah. The City of Oar City bought these lots individually, and now they're combining them into one and selling them. So.
Did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The motion is by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record the plat. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's recorded. Item seven is to discuss and take action to appoint Emergency Services District Board Commissioners. And we currently have three vacancies on the board. After reviewing the law pretty carefully and met with Mr. D. Berry, what we really need to do to get the board back in order is appoint three commissioners today for a two-year term that will end in January 2015, and we need to appoint two to a one-year term that will end January of 2014. And then we need to be, and then every January we need to consider these appointments is the way it needs to work on a 2-1 year and three the next year rotating basis.
So you say we need to appoint two to expire in 2015.
Today we need to appoint three, and then we need to
next year.
Appoint three of them for 2-year terms and two of them for 1 year.
We really need to appoint all five of them today because it really hasn't been done correctly in the past. So we need three for a 2-year term and two for a 1-year term.
Okay, so we're starting fresh.
Okay.
So we start completely fresh.
Okay.
Do we do them one at a time?
Yeah. She's not going to do it.
The two that are in there
who do,
now?
Who do we have?
Is that who was on it?
No.
Did you talk to
Amy and it's my understanding that there'd be too much conflict of interest there with her being on the fire department in Pritchett. So that she's withdrawn her name.
All right.
It's my understanding. Yeah. I haven't seen an application, so I assume that that's correct.
All right. Well, we know that Mr. D. Berry's here, and he's certainly interested in staying on the board. George Wisenhunt is currently on the board. And so I didn't speak to George, but I think he's still interested at the time right now.
We had to.
Okay.
Claudia Henson is here, and he's interested.
How about this individual here that's, that...
He's in your precinct, actually.
I don't know. He's not. Jared Maddox? He's not
yes.
here?
No, he's not. But I do have his certifications and things here that brought and left with me.
Oh, he left that stuff with you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and here's his application.
Oh. Okay, I want to move this.
And the other, and there's one other one. So, and then there's Mark Nichols, who is a volunteer fireman in Gilmer and Orr City, and he's actually a sheriff's deputy. Okay. He's also interested.
Okay. So if you took so Mark, that's number Clyde, five. George, Mr. D. Berry.
I want to add that name on your list.
And Maddox. That's all we have, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll say that Bubba and I visited briefly this morning, and that Brad Moore, who just retired from the Forest Department, was also, I think the words he used, Bubba, were put my name at the end of the list. Okay. So.
All right. I want to move that we appoint Bubba D. Berry for the 1-year term to be reconsidered at January 2014.
Second.
Well, do we want to, you want to do them all?
No, we just do them all at once.
Well, we're going to have two different, do we need to do it in two motions then? One for the 2-year term, one for the, and one group for the.
Well, I'd rather have Mr. D. Berry as a 2-year term.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know if it was proper to put him in the short term or the long, since they already been there.
Yeah, let's put him in the long
okay.
term.
2015.
Put him in.
And then Mr. Wisenhunt, what do y'all, 1 or 2?
How long's George been there?
Let's do George and Clyde for 2 years. 3 years, sir.
Let's put Wisenhunt on the 1 year.
You want to put Wisenhunt on the one?
Yeah, well, we got one each.
Okay.
We're breaking that up.
Claudia
on 2.
Claudia on 2.
And Mark on 2.
Mark on 2 and Jared on 1.
What do y'all think?
Yeah.
Do you see that part? Mark two, body two,
don't call it. Not no way to go. But
what is it?
Here, Max and George, I don't know this last fella that at all that said put my name on last if need be.
Yes.
And if that's the way we got to go and we have another application, I agree. I'll go with it.
Okay.
Well, we got the application from Showboat.
Jared is on a current serving through Longview. Uh-huh. And he has, I looked at his stuff, and I mean, I like that he's got a lot of certifications. He's in a group that if there is a natural disaster or something, you know, his group can be on the ground and operating in 12 hours. So, I mean, I think that he might have something that we want to look at and have him maybe as a 2-year. But I'm
well, we'll have him right back in a year if we want to.
Okay.
If he wants to stay.
Okay.
So what do we have one more time?
You have, for 2-year terms, you have Mark Nichols, Claudia Henson, and Bubba D. Berry. For 1-year terms, you have George Wisenhunt and Jared Maddox.
Okay. We had a motion, didn't we?
We just so move.
Yeah.
Claudia's 2.
Is that yours?
Yeah, that's my motion.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Hefner and seconded by Commissioner Spencer is to appoint Mark Nichols, Claudia Henson, and Bubba D. Berry to a 2-year term on the Emergency Services District, and George Wisenhunt and Jared Maddox to 1-year terms. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. All right, item 8 is to open bids for road and bridge materials, discuss and take necessary action. This is from Jackson Oil. This is for gasoline and diesel.
Cut
into the bid. This is from Contech Construction, and this is for reinforced concrete and other culverts. This is from Brian and Brian. This is the asphalt bid and road oil. This bid is from Horns Crew Trucking, and this is for rental of various types of equipment. This one is from Longview Asphalt. This is for plant mix asphalt, oil dirt, and hot sand oil. This is from RK Hall. This is for plant mix asphalt and oil dirt and hot sand oil. This is from Ergon Asphalt and Emulsions, and this is for the emulsified asphalt and road oil. This is from APAC Texas Armor for plant mix asphalt and oil dirt and hot sand oil. This bid is from Petroleum Traders Corporation for gasoline and diesel fuel. Suncoast Resources is for gasoline, and it's their bid for gasoline and diesel fuel.
Are they bidding that so much plus not? I mean, not price.
I think that's how they did it last time, didn't they?
This bid is from Watkins Trucking for the rental of various types of equipment. And this bid is from Holmes Concrete for culverts. And that is it.
So we'll just let Lisa and Danny compare those and bring them back.
Right. And if we hire an engineer or administrator today, they'll get to work on it too.
Baptism by fire. So you need a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. I move to let Road and Bridge review these bids and bring them back to us on the spreadsheet.
Okay.
At the next meeting?
Yes.
On
February 15th.
Mid-February meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, second by Commissioner Gentry to turn the bids over to the Road and Bridge Department for them to put on a spreadsheet and bring back to us on February the 15th. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And Brandy, the envelopes and the bids are all here, and I'm going to put them in the record, but let her come copy them.
Yes.
All right. At this time, the court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Codes annotated 551.074A1, to interview road and bridge applicants.
I'll tell you later.
All right. Under item 10, the court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary regarding road and bridge personnel.
Well, I'd like to start by saying I appreciate everybody that's applied. I've kind of made my decision in my mind, and it's not been easy, but we had all kinds of good applicants, and this time, I would move to our Andy Jordan as our new road and bridge administrator and set his salary at $50,000 annually based on his my perception of his people skills, his experience with heavy equipment, his experience with running a crew. He's built bridges, county roads, state roads, had to deal with TxDOT, with specs and qualifications. He's had to deal with citizens on city streets. He's dealt with budgets, scheduling jobs, bringing them in under schedule. So that's why my motion is to
do something. Are you going to put a 6-month probation on that as we did the maintenance supervisor?
With a 6-month, yes, I would like to add a 6-month probationary period to check things out in 6 months, see if we all still like each other. Us and you.
I second that.
Motion is by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Barker to hire Andy Jordan at a salary of $50,000 and a 6-month probationary period for our road administrator. Those in favor?
Aye.
When does he start?
We will know.
We'll know. He needs to talk to his employer to see if they will.
And we'll know at that point.
Okay. No later than 2 weeks. You might get with her after this.
Yep.
Yeah,
and she can tell
that's
you what
need to see to sign up.
All right.
I did not know he was still working, so I'm sorry.
I make a motion we adjourn. I'll second that.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.